Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at one of our favorite spots. It is Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come through. We'll be here until 6 tonight. And, of course, our man Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, is going to stop by. He's actually going to be live with us here in about an hour or so.
Live Archer.
Yeah, hanging out with us, talking Falcons, and giving us his take on what's going on with this offense, how to fix it. And Mike will ask Dave Archer today, do you want to be the OC of this football team?
Yeah. No, by the way, you said I'm sitting him on your side. He'll punch me in the head if I ask that question. By the way, can we always do Twin Peaks on Tuesday?
You like it?
Oh, my God. This is the easiest drive I've ever made.
No traffic.
I mean, sometimes it's a Friday, sometimes a Thursday. But I got to be honest, man. I made up here lickety-split. 285 was a breeze. Easy, man. Happy.
Look. When there is no traffic, the only time I get that, Mike, to be honest with you, is when the kids are on break. Like, the,
right.
You know, fall break is usually when there's no traffic, spring break when the kids are out. But I'm glad you made it up here pretty quickly. I have to tell
enough about me. Let me tell you about my drive.
No, yeah. I love it. I love it. I gotta tell you this, though. Today was a very, very, very sad day at my house.
Uh-oh.
So I have Frankie and Louie, right? Two Bostons.
Frankie, are you going to make me cry?
Frankie's about a year and a half. We got Louie because, well, my wife, Frankie's lonely. No, he's not. So we got Frankie. I mean, we got Louie. And Louie is, he's about now just a bit under a year.
Okay.
And they're great dogs. Love them. They're a mess. But today, Louie got fixed.
Oh, snap.
Every man deserves his balls. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I went back and forth with my wife on this, Mike. I said, look, I don't want to get him fixed. She said, we can't board him. He can't go anywhere. He can't play with other dogs. I said, look, he deserves his balls. This is not right.
A year in, see, we schnipped Ike 6 months in. They said the sooner the better.
That's what they told us.
Because you wait longer and then you might actually get a piece of that forbidden fruit.
Correct.
And then now you'll really be a jerk.
So today, she not only planned all of this, she made me drop him off. He's looking at me like, Dad, you going to really do this to me? You going to do this? They came out, you know, how they, okay, baby, it's time. Oh. He's looking at me. I've never seen sadder eyes in my life, Mike, because he knew what was going to happen.
He knew it's up.
He knew what was happening. And I was like, I didn't take your manhood. It's not on me. I'll see you later, little guy. And they take him to the back. Then she texts me, how'd it go? How's it going? I'm like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Oh.
You put me through this.
I had the same situation 5 years ago with Becky. Same argument. Because my Nana, my grandmother, she had a kennel in Brooklyn, Carl. She raised purebred Rhodesian Ridgebacks and Mastiffs. So all the dogs I had were never fixed because they were breeders. We'd breed them and make some coin off of that. So down in Miami, my dog had his nuggets. So when we on Ocean Drive, when everybody's got their dogs. And so I've never, until we had Ike, had to do that to a guy.
It's tough.
And I felt so bad for the little man.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's hard.
And
that's hard.
It had been years, like when we had Maximus Prime, the boxer that passed away a few years back. I mean, it had been over 15 years since I had to do that with
right.
him. So I hadn't had to worry about
it. So he's got the cone of shame now?
Oh, well.
Poor little guy.
When I get home, he will. I'm only sharing that, and I know some of you are like, get your dog spayed and neutered. All right, Bob
Barker. I was going to say Bob
Thank
Barker.
You, Bob. Bob Barker. I'm just saying I've never seen a sadder look on a dog's face when that little fella went in there today. I was like, bro, I know. You deserve better than this.
Oh.
All right, 404-726-0929.
We should play like, you know, we should play taps for his Nuggets.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. He deserves them, Mike. He deserves them. You want yours, I want mine. Okay?
I argued with Becky. She's like, no, that is not happening.
Oh, I know. That's what Michelle said.
So my thing is, when we go to the dog park, you know, Ike is still a serial humper. And so the funny part is I've told the story, Day-Day. We were at the dog park a couple years ago in Peachtree City, and Ike's going to town on this poodle. And the owner, thank God, had a good sense of humor. It was a South African lady, former flight attendant. And she goes, oh, is that your dog? I go, yes, ma'am. She goes, oh, he's very romantic.
That's one way to put it. You know, some people freak out about that. It's their nature. It's what they do. It's how they say hello and goodbye.
Yes, and a female dog can hump a boy dog. It's not just one-way street. I mean, but anyway, I'm sorry for a little man's toy.
Look, I just wanted to share today because I'm feeling some kind of way. Because when I get home, I know he's going to look at me like, you know, we can never be friends again.
You sold me out.
You trapped me
off
today.
You sold out my Phenobolies.
And you knew what they were about to do. Hey, speaking of being frustrated, Falcon fans. Raheem said yesterday, and
our offense seems to be neutered too as we speak. So one could argue we have an offense that lacks balls too. Very good segue. Simple, easy segue.
You know, I'm pretty good at this. Raheem said yesterday that he has no intentions at this particular moment, this time, to make any immediate changes to the coaching staff. We are going to be up there tomorrow, Flowery Branch. We'll talk to Raheem as we normally do, our head football coach. We'll get a chance to talk to a couple of players as well, get the pulse. I know everybody's going to say, nothing to see here, we're fine. Mike, that's the sense I'm getting as we get ready for the Patriots. And look, I don't want to sugarcoat this. It's Tuesday. I'm still not over what happened Sunday. I'm still not over it. Maybe tomorrow I'll start to make a turn. But the Patriots are good, guys.
Like number one run defense, brother.
This is a good team. And I don't want to like fool you guys and going, well, you know what, we're going to go play a bad Patriots team on the road. That's not the situation. And I actually think that Mike Vrabel, Mike, if he keeps winning, you're going to put him in the same category for Coach of the Year as you're talking about Shane Steichen in Indianapolis.
Look,
because of this turnaround job.
Say what you will about our coaching staff. I can tell you this about up there, Vrabel. We've seen it before. Remember when he went toe-to-toe with Belichick and he used some obscure rule late in the game?
Yeah.
I think it was on Sunday Night Football or a playoff game. This guy is – you're not going to outwork or outcoach Vrabel. You better try because he's a better coach than Raheem Morris is. He's a better staff. Look, it's never worked for Josh as a head coach, but he's a great OC, right? So you got more brain power on there on this weekend than we do. So tell me I'm wrong. So I hope these guys burn the midnight oil and figure something out. But this is the number one run. We just got beat by the worst run defense. Now we're going up against the best run defense up at Foxborough.
So with no changes immediate, nothing happening, Raheem is confident that the offensive staff is going to get going. Okay, so let me ask you guys, and this is really where I'm going with this. How much more patience do you have? Do you have 7 more weeks? It's taken 7 weeks for us to get to this point of, oh, we're going to be good. Well, we're not good. Oh, it looks good. Oh, it looks terrible. Oh, we didn't score any points. Oh, we scored 10 points. How much patience are you going to have? Mike, at what point? Is it this week? Is it next week? If this offensive staff doesn't get it going, that you feel like absolutely change has to happen.
Well, again, right now sitting at 3-4, I can tell you this. I've got no patience because I've seen this story before. And I've seen this coaching staff crumble.
Because that's
before.
What he's asking us for.
Right.
He's asking us for more patience.
No, I mean, here's the deal. A guy hit me up on Twitter today, and one of my buddies, Trevor, hitting us up, and he was asking me about, hey, you know, what do you think Mr. Blank feels? Arthur Blank right now, I can tell you as sure as I'm sitting here right now at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, he is just hoping we put a 2-game win streak together, get to 5-4, right? We go to 4-4, we go to 5-4, and you feel you got a pretty good shot to make a run. We get back in the NFC play. Because the last thing Arthur wants to do is to have to blow this up.
Yep.
Start from scratch. Get that whole coaching hiring cycle again. He may or may not move on the general manager. Most owners would probably clean house because it's 5 years without a playoffs. Only 2 of that is on Raheem's shoulders. But I know what Arthur is just hoping. Please, Raheem, figure this crap out. Would love to have been a fly on the wall to hear Raheem explain all this stuff. Like, I wonder if Arthur, because Raheem Morris said to the media, JT Bertrand's play wasn't good enough. No blank. And it's not JD's fault. God did not give him the skills to be a guy that can cover athletic wide receivers and running backs in the NFL. He's a good run stopper, had a great college career, local product. So I don't make this personal. You know, Falcon fans get all, you know, P-I-Z-Z-Y about that. But I will say this. You know you had a problem there. You never addressed it during the game. Then you're going to sit there and say he had a bad game? Why don't you say your offensive coordinator had a bad day in the office? No, he does. He gets a pass. That's what's irking a lot of fans today.
Yeah, and nobody should get a pass, specifically Zach Robinson, with the ineffectiveness of this offense. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out. And look, we'd love to hear from you. You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on as you are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here is something else that is bugging the hell out of me. This offense has produced 2 touchdowns and 19 drives. 19 drives. Mike, 2 touchdowns. And you can look me in the face and tell me that this is fine, and more importantly, that the offensive staff is going to get it going. Like, that is what I'm asking you, Atlanta, right, with this patience of, okay, do we need an explosion Sunday? We do. But we also need the rest of the season to be even. It doesn't need to be great on Sunday.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Mike, we go play overseas in Europe, in Indy, against Indianapolis, and we score 6 points in that game. Like, that's the problem. But 2 touchdowns and 19 drives, it's those numbers that just scream that this offense is a problem.
So how do you fix it? How are you going to fix it? Now, Drake London, we're going to find out if he can go. You don't really have a deep wide receiver room. That's why we made such a hullabaloo over Ray McLeod's dismissal, because you just don't have a lot of depth. I mean, yes, you've got DS5,
yep,
David Sills, and you got other guys, and certainly we like Casey Washington's game. But you take Drake out of the mix. Darnell Mooney's been inconsistent. Now, Mooney got open this week. For whatever reason, Kirk Cousins didn't see him. He saw him. He just flew the ball about 15 yards over his head. You know, and ironically, the coach said that Kirk had a good week of practice when he did, you know, eventually make the pivot to give more of the share to Kirk. So, by the way, are we sure Penix is going to play this week?
Well, that's another question. I'll say this. They better play him. Kirk Cousins did nothing for me to show that he deserves another opportunity to be ran out there. Cousins is now break glass in case of an emergency. God forbid there's a catastrophic injury and we have no other choice. He did not play well enough to get another shot. There's nothing that he did Sunday that makes me go, wow, man, you know what? Throw Cousins back out there. He might give us a better shot to win. I don't feel that way. And Michael Penix, if you're ailing, your team needs you. We need you to step up in this moment. And even if you're not 100%, if you're 80%, I'd rather take that for right now than what I saw last week with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you could chalk up to rust. Well, again, we'll ask Dave Archer about it, because, you know, all the memes that are out there are the video loops that you've seen where he's whether he changed the play at the line or was looking for something different, where he gets out there and there's nobody within a mile of the football. It just...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
None of it passed the eye test. And of course, the overthrow on Mooney, tough. The only thing we got that was positive from Cousins was getting Pitts involved earlier.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Jerry Mack, Kennesaw State head coach, is going to join us.
Ask yourself, who's the Mack?
They're taking on UTEP tonight, 8 o'clock, right up here in Kennesaw. Owls are 3-0 in conference play, 5-2 overall. They are in first place. We're going to talk to Coach.
10-point fave.
Not bad, Mike. We're going to get his thoughts on what he's doing with this team, man. Jerry's done a really good job with this Kennesaw State football squad. He's going to join us next live here as we broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.